This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden and top congressional Republican Kevin McCarthy have reached a tentative deal to raise the federal government's $31.4 trillion debt ceiling, ending a months-long stalemate. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
In the announcement late Saturday, the deal was described in terms that indicated it may not be absolute. McCarthy spoke with Biden earlier in the evening and later told reporters he expects to finish writing the bill on Sunday. He said he plans to speak with the president again afterward and then hold a vote on the deal on Wednesday. In remarks to reporters Saturday night, McCarthy said the deal is one, quote, worthy of the American people. The bill must pass through the narrowly divided Congress before June the 5th. That's the date the U.S. Treasury is expected to run short of money to cover the nation's debts. If the bill fails to pass, the country could default on its debts for the first time in its history. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Local officials in Ukraine's capital say Kyiv has been subjected to the largest drone attack since the start of Russia's war, as the city prepared to mark the anniversary of its founding. At least one person has been killed. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
A senior Kyiv military official said Sunday that Russia launched the most massive attack on the city overnight Saturday with Iranian-made drones. The attack lasted more than 5 hours, with air defense reportedly shooting down more than 40 drones. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko said that a 41-year-old man was killed and a 35-year-old woman was hospitalized when debris fell on a 7-story non-residential building and started a fire. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Russia's most powerful mercenary said on Sunday he was convinced that senior Kremlin officials had banned reporting about him on state media. This is VOA News. The Taliban and Iran have exchanged heavy gunfire on the Islamic Republic's border with Afghanistan. Saturday's shooting sharply escalates rising tensions between the two countries amid a dispute over water rights. Iran's state-run IRNA news agency quoted the country's deputy police chief accusing the Taliban of opening fire first Saturday morning on the border of Iran's Sistan and Baluchistan province and the Afghan province of Nimroz. IRNA said Iran inflicted, quote, heavy casualties and serious damage, end quote. Tens of thousands of exhausted people are heading home to the world's newest country, South Sudan, from a civil war in neighboring Sudan that's creating a bottleneck near the dusty border. The international community and the government are rushing to help, worried about a prolonged conflict, fighting between Sudan's military and a rival militia. Killed at least 863 civilians before a 7-day ceasefire began Monday night. Many in South Sudan are concerned about what could happen if the fighting next door continues. Iraq launched a $17 billion project on Saturday to link a major commodities port on its southern coast by rail and roads to the border with Turkey, in a move designed to transform the country's economy after decades of war and crisis. Reuters' Lucy Fielder has more.
Baghdad hopes the development road project will transform Iraq's economy and aging transport network after decades of war and crisis, shortening travel time between Asia and Europe in a bid to rival the Suez Canal. The project to link the Grand Fal port, which is still under construction, was announced on Saturday at a conference to court Arab investment. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia Al-Sudani said the development road project aimed to achieve a sustainable non-oil economy. Iraq's government envisions high-speed trains moving goods and passengers, links to local industry hubs, and an energy component that could include oil and gas pipelines.
That was Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Several of India's top wrestlers, including two Olympic medalists, were detained by police on Sunday as they intensified their protest, demanding the arrest of their federation chief over sexual harassment allegations. The wrestlers originally hit the street in January, demanding action against the president of the Wrestling Federation of India, who has denied allegations of sexually harassing several female athletes. Diane Roberts.